Yeah, I heard you there, Donald. We got you checked out. So, yeah, that's probably the easier way to go. But, yeah, like you say, and we got it. So it's a matter of, you know, but it's probably what we should have thought about doing is we should have thought about just doing a simplex node. No duplexer. Just one simplex channel. Give you all the testing you need. Basically, it'd be just a high power, high profile node. But that would have been easy peasy. But full duplex is nice. Full duplex allows you to, you don't have to wait until the thing drops in order to key, which is, you know, the beauty of it all. Anyhow, yeah, Tom, there's definitely a lot more space. But the regular spacing, as you know, on UHF, it's 5 meg. When the cavities on UHF are, you know, 3 times, you know, the frequency is like times 3. So it's like physically a third. There's kind of a direct correlation there. You know, so cavities in UHF are about 3 times larger for a given, you know, spec. And then you got to separate, you know, there's only, yeah, you're 144 to 148 with, you know, the maximum spacing, with the regular spacing there being 0.600, you know, 600 kilohertz. So now you got, you know, you got cavities that are 3 times the size, and they have to separate significantly tighter. So yeah, that's why cavities for VHF are generally, you know, 2-3 foot tall, and you know, probably eight coffee can size, you know, around.